Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Raylee Nicole Jeffers appeared in court today facing a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers. Jeffers waived her right to a preliminary examination, moving the case forward. The prosecution has extended a plea offer which would allow Jeffers to plead guilty to the charge without habitual offender action in circuit court. While Jeffers remains under a general prohibition against internet use, Judge Ferris granted a specific exception today. She is now permitted to use Zoom or Teams solely to communicate with her attorney and probation officer. The case is now bound over to circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for August 3rd at 9 a.m. And a Huron County court case is in limbo after a defendant was allowed to leave the state for medical care without his attorney's knowledge. Joseph Paul Fulton failed to appear for his preliminary examination today. Judge Ferris confirmed Fulton is currently in Kentucky, citing several health issues, including a need for dialysis and upcoming surgeries. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she was left out of the decision process regarding her client's bond modifications. She expressed frustration that she was not notified before Fulton was permitted to leave Michigan, noting he lacks the funds to return for mandatory in-person court appearances. Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski stated the bond modification was requested after the Sheriff's Department reported that deputies were spending 5 hours guarding Fulton during his dialysis treatments. Judge Ferris added that Fulton has no local family or housing, and his family in Kentucky is now taking care of him, and that it relieves the jail and the taxpayers of the responsibility of covering his medical expenses. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach requested that the prosecutor drop the charges as the whole debacle has set Fulton up for failure in the court process. The court adjourned the case to an open date. A status conference is scheduled for July 30th at 9 a.m. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Michigan State Police are investigating after a fisherman was found dead in the Tittabawassee River in Saginaw County. Troopers were called shortly after 10 o'clock Thursday night to the West Curtis Road Bridge in Spalding Township after a 911 call reported that a 55-year-old Saginaw man disappeared while fishing in the river. The caller searched for the man before emergency responders arrived, but was unable to locate him. Michigan State Police, assisted by the Saginaw County dive team, continued to search and recovered the man's body from the river several hours later. Investigators say the death appears to be the result of an accidental drowning. The man's identity has not been released as the investigation continues. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware.